I had only been in America for about a year or less, actually, about 9 months. And I was actually contemplating returning. But I found out I was pregnant. I had lived in Iceland for nine years because I was married. So I had a life there. And then things changed. I noticed that my art was suffering when I was in Iceland because of the extreme isolation. I never really met anybody for 9 years, and I think that it was affecting the marriage that I had there, and my art slowly started to, in a way, vanish. So there's a lot of synchronicity, meeting my future husband, who's a local Arizonan. His art was so impressive, and he kind of rejuvenated me. I thought maybe I should just do an experiment and visit him and see what would come of it. It was difficult because, you know, not meeting beforehand. But of course, I was pregnant about nine months later after visiting him. So we did get along in the most essential ways. I wasn't upset when I found out I was pregnant. I was a little shocked. He was shocked likewise. It's interesting because I think people have an innate knowledge of wanting to reproduce. I had it less than my future husband. And he wanted to have a child. Even if it was on a borderline subconscious level. This was not my first birth. So I did expect my body to react a certain way when being pregnant. It didn't turn out that way. And that surprised me. I never had the time really to take any classes to prepare me for the birth. What I did is read. I did read some books about it because I was really determined to have not only a vaginal birth, but one that didn't involve any epidural. Because with my previous birth in a foreign country, I didn't have any medication, which I was actually really proud of. So I thought maybe I could do this again. When I first started to feel my body was preparing to give birth, I believe it was about 3 in the morning, and I had gone to the bathroom, and I noticed some blood. I just felt, okay, well, it's time. I'm not really experiencing any major contractions, but my due date is right around the corner. So I tried to be calm. I didn't want to become too nervous for this situation. It was his first experience as a father, so he was very excited. He drove me to the hospital, and we were very tired because we went to bed quite late. I was actually painting that night. I still had paint on my body. It was really fascinating and interesting when I was giving birth, and you see paint, oil paint on your leg, on your thigh. It was very surreal. You can't exactly give birth the way you want here in Phoenix. When I was in a foreign country, I proceeded, I guess you say, more natural. That could be because of the environment. The environment was different, and I do believe the environment does affect your mindset. My previous birth, it was in a very dim, small room. Very comfortable. Very few people. Just midwife keeping an eye on you. Whereas here in Arizona, it wasn't as comfortable. It didn't have that home environment. I didn't know it was going to be different, but it was here. So what I did is surround myself with the females, because the females are in tune with that. I actually requested that my mother-in-law show up and be there. She had 4 children. I knew she would know exactly what that was like. So since it was his first child, he was like a deer in headlights. He thought being the eldest in the family and seeing his siblings, you know, arrive at the house and seeing his mother pregnant, that he would know how to react. It turned out he did not know how to react, and he was very useless at that time. I almost felt sorry for him as I was giving birth. So I had to tell him to leave and allow me to be with the women. And it did help. I really had my mind set on having my son without an epidural. So I endured for hours. I had reached 8 centimeters. I needed 2 more centimeters. My body was beginning to tense up. It was actually interfering in the birth. I felt vulnerable to the processes of the body because it wasn't listening to me. You know, you're telling it what to do. It's not listening. So you're flirting with that powerlessness. You know, even though you're trying to focus, make things go as you intended. So I did take the epidural after all. But I am still proud of those 8 centimeters. My husband was there at the birth. I requested, please do not look at the child come out. I didn't want him to see that, because it's beautiful, yes, but there's also, it's very brutal to see the body morph and change like that. He really wanted to see it anyway, and he didn't tell me, and he watched the whole process. At first, when he saw the head, he thought, oh, that's nothing. The head is so small. Oh, I don't know what all the fuss is about. But then all of a sudden, he saw the rest of the head emerge, and he almost jumped back. He was so shocked at the size of the child's head emerging out of the female body. It's amazing. And he was actually quite fascinated by it. And it's something he remembers to this day.